Hi guys. Oh my God, I can't believe we're in 2022. Honestly, I have been so excited, and at the same time, I am the biggest blob. Like, right now, I'm pretty tired while I'm recording this, but I wanted to hop on and talk to you guys and just say that you can be excited and looking forward to the year and not have to hit the ground running. For me, this is really not about hitting the ground running, especially because we're in winter season still. Now that I look back on it, and really, I've spent time really connecting to my intuition, connecting to my cycles and rhythms, and moving from that place, it's like, now it makes sense why a lot of New Year's resolutions fail, because we're trying to push and hit the ground running when this season is really about reflecting, replenishing, rejuvenating, and just like think of the winter time. You're not wanting to run around everywhere or be outside. Like, you're more likely wanting to be cozy. You're really like envisioning things. You're really thinking about what needs to be let go, what needs to be planted when the spring comes and things start to blossom. So it's really about like getting intentional about what you want to create and also discarding the things that you're just wanting to move on from, and really taking that reflective time to sit with yourself and have those loving and compassionate reality checks with yourself and say, where am I pushing right now? This is a big question. Where am I pushing right now? Because there's an old program within me that's like, oh my God, it's the new year. I need to be doing the most. I need to have the whole year planned out like yesterday. And then my body and everything else is like, no. Especially because I'm about to start my period and everything. And it was just the new moon. And so my body's like, no, chill, sit back, you know, slowly release things, like declutter, go through your cabinets, your drawers, let go, like really let go and open yourself to receive. And so that's been really amazing for me to like not act on this old program that just wants me to be in like this doing mode. And there's been a lot coming up for me already, and it's only day two, guys, of 2022. And like I posted the other day about how I'm thinking about changing the name for the podcast, and I've recognized how like there's a part of me that doesn't want to let go. And with wanting to change the name of the podcast, I've also been considering like changing my name on Instagram, because I've been on this journey with Inner Mystic, and there's been so many parts of me that have considered giving up at times because it felt so hard to be on this journey as the Inner Mystic. And I feel like I've really grown into that. And at the same time, there's a part of me that feels like a death is happening within Inner Mystic. And I've experienced many like ego deaths throughout this process within the last 3 years, but it feels different this time. And so it's a little bit scary. Like, oh my gosh, what is going to happen? And I just have to trust, and I'm asking for signs, and I'm not making any rash decisions. I'm really just allowing myself to settle in and be guided by my intuition. But I can just say right now that, yeah, change is always like, there is that fear, there is that attachment, there is that feeling of, I don't think I'm ready to let go. And I think that's okay. I think all of that is okay. But yeah, also with like the whole winter season, it's so important to just take care of your mental health right now. And I've been kind of on this wave of like feeling super excited and looking forward to 2022. I feel like this is going to be a super incredible year where people are going to be really coming out of their comfort zones. There's going to be this inner alignment, this inner harmony that's happening, but it's going to take responsibility. It's going to take accountability, but there's going to be massive growth for people this year, like just breaking out of boxes. And also, I just feel like it's going to be a huge year for relationships. And I'm just feeling like this is the year where all of the effort, all of the, like, you know, breakdowns and everything that you've been kind of like wanting this breakthrough and you've been experiencing little ones, like there's going to be that huge like quantum leap this year. But anyways, coming back to like the mental health, like knowing how amazing this year is going to be, but still recognizing like there are going to be challenges. There is going to be this need to rise up and really not be attached to the fears in the same way that I've been in the past, to really say like, okay, how many times can you play this thought or an excuse on repeat till it's just become boring, you know? And at the same time, like with all of this energy coming in and me just sitting with this visioning and also like planning, but not too much, like I'm just really sitting with the energy. But I've been noticing like just this need to take care of my mental health, like really, really being mindful, because I can see when my thinking starts to get a little bit unhealthy, my perspective, it's like, wait, I'm not seeing things clearly. And I'm like, kind of low energy, as well as like getting into those like depressive waves, or just like really feeling like I need to take care of my mind, I need to take care of my body, and it needs extra nourishment. Like, this is so important during the winter time, especially with like, you know, just the seasonal stuff too. Like a lot more people get depressed because we are more inside. It's colder outside, could be rainy outside. Like where I live, it's super rainy. So it's like, and it's cold. So I'm just spending more time inside. And so for me, like sometimes that can lead to, you know, distracting myself or just the seasonal things, you know? So I just want to say a message of like really being mindful, tending to yourself, not pushing yourself, and really just taking care of your mental health and not judging yourself for, you know, what you're experiencing right now. If you're feeling those dips, if you're like seeing, oh, the way that I'm seeing things and the way that I'm like my perspective right now isn't really healthy, like just to be compassionate towards yourself, because you know that it's going to pass. And so the best thing for you to do right now is to just love yourself a little extra and give yourself a little break. Don't think that you have to be somewhere else right now. Like all you have to do is be here with you. Like it is time for you to just love on you. So right now I am like all snuggled up in bed, and yeah, I just, this week has been very slow. Like it's just felt like almost like this very dense energy. Like my body feels a little bit heavier, my mind feels a little bit heavier, but that does not mean I'm not looking forward to what's going to be happening this year. I'm really excited. I am just not hitting the ground running, and it's probably best for me. And I feel like I have not really been on social media this week, and it's felt good. But obviously those programs of like, oh my God, I haven't been posting, people are gonna think I'm like dead. And it's like, no girl, like you're fine. You can take a break. You don't have to announce it to the world. You can come into your little shelter of cozy homeness and it's all okay. Like, I feel like most people haven't really been on social media this week anyways. Like, it's collectively, we're all feeling it. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share this little message. There are some more life updates that I'll definitely be, like, telling you guys about. And Yeah, it's going to be so interesting to see how Inner Mystic evolves this year. And yeah, I'm just sitting with that a little bit longer. And yeah, and just want to say thank you guys for always supporting me and being here on this journey with me, because I am going through my personal evolution and I want to be as transparent as I possibly can, because I am human. Yes, I'm multidimensional and mystical and spiritual and all of these things, but at the end of the day, I am human. And so I am not someone who sees myself on this pedestal with you guys. I see like me walking this journey beside you guys. And sorry, my dog was dreaming, so you might have heard like his little huffing and puffing in the background. But yeah, I walk this journey beside you guys. And so I hope you guys just enjoyed my little little drop in here. And I hope you guys are just like doing what you need as you begin the year. 'Cause I don't even want to say like I hope you guys are having a good start to your year. No, I hope you're doing exactly what you need for you at this time, and to just allow it to be what it needs to be right now. It's okay. I'd rather sit back and like not push and not try to force myself to do the most right now and allow myself to get into this aligned state of being and then start to move and spring into action versus like spring into action from a misaligned place coming from within, because I feel like I need to keep up. So, yeah, I will talk to you guys soon. And as always, thank you for tuning in.